The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past never o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. Hello. Why are you so little?
By the way, as per our conversation we had off air, Mark Wahlberg's 5'8".
I fucking told ya.
Mark was just telling me how he could beat up Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, bring him on.
And I said, well, I don't. He's like, he's small. I bet he's pretty small.
And you know, you're like, no, he's probably like 5'10". He's big.
I was 2 inches off. Big
yeah.
deal.
Yeah. You were off. You were wrong, motherfucker.
I was a Mark Cock off.
You don't know my measurements, okay?
Well, flaccid and
you cold said cock weird. You said cock. Like cock. Mm. Like you're like fixing something in your bathroom. Mm. Putting a tile on.
Hey, did you see where my cock went?
Yeah, that was that bit in Crank Yankers.
Today, it is another episode of...
Where I kick Mark Wahlberg's ass.
Another episode of Craigslist Corral. This week, we've traveling all the way out to Denver, Colorado, and we are in the casual encounter section.
Ooh, sexy.
In the WM4M section.
Or is it a couple. We want to arrange a threesome. I might have to do a little traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Any pictures or...
Of course there is.
Well, not all of them have pictures.
Well, I don't know what point. I can't show you pictures. Anyway.
Well, you could show me. I'm here next to you. I'm on your lap.
Threesome one. And this is just says threesome. Male, MW4M, 33. Down, I guess everyone's 33. I don't know. Downtown Colorado.
It's interesting that they're looking for a man, because mostly I would think they'd be looking for another woman.
They look for a lot of men. Because I think the husband's a little bit gay in these situations.
Yeah, and then the woman will say, no, it's been my fantasy to be with two men. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, well, I could do that for you. You know, maybe jerk a guy off a little bit on the side, maybe. I don't know, I'm straight. But
so here's the post. Looking for another man to help me show my wife the time of her life. She talked about this fantasy a couple of times, so I figured I'd surprise her while on vacation. That is not a good idea, dude.
Surprise! Some other guy's gonna fuck you!
Hey, Steve, who's this? Oh, this is Kevin. I met him on the internet. He's gonna fuck you tonight.
Oh my god, you've been reading my diary? Thank you so much! He knows his wife, okay? Way better than you.
She wants to be blindfolded so she will not see the other man. She likes a little hair pulling and some spanking. We're very discreet and expect the same. So don't go blabbling about this all over
town. Blabbling. Don't blabble.
Don't blabble about over town. Right.
She likes to be blindfolded.
Please be STD free.
I'm not going to ask for any kind of paperwork, but just say you are, okay?
Yeah. No crazies. I have a bit about this in my stand-up. You're meeting some stranger off the internet. He's gonna be crazy. I'm sorry.
Well, everyone's a little weird, but I'm just so untrusting. Even if they showed pictures, I'm like, shit, that chick is hot. I might be up for this. I don't know. But I don't fucking trust it. I'm gonna get my ass mugged, murdered. You know, it's not going to end well.
If you're wondering about his wife, she's very beautiful, Puerto Rican, 5 foot, 120 pounds, with a nice round ass. By the way, I'm looking at the picture in the thing. I don't think there's any way she's 100. They just show a little
bit
of her.
Looks to be more 160.
No, not that much. But she's got like thunderous thighs, so.
Thunderous.
Oh, she's bigger
thighs. You hear the noise?
Mm-hmm. No gay stuff at all. She will be the center of attention. Send picture you think will impress her. After all, she's the one choosing the lucky guy. But she wants to put a blindfold on, so what does she care what
you
look
like? Yeah. No, it's the husband who's going to say, oh, he is so hot. Yeah, yeah.
Put Broncos in subject so we know you're real.
Car?
The football team. This is Denver, after all. Mm. We'll be in tomorrow evening. Thanks for looking.
You're welcome.
So they'll be there waiting for
you,
Mark.
Well, they're polite.
Book a flight.
I guess. All right. Keep them coming.
Coming up next. Attractive couple looking for a fit single black man.
After this.
Male W.
I thought we were going to commercial.
The wife is a very... Why do you say the wife? The wife is a...
Well, because they got another guy to write this for them. They didn't write this themselves.
Damn, that's a good service. The wife is an... It should be a, but... And very fit and very attractive brunette photographer in her mid-40s. I don't know what... I don't care what her fucking...
I know. I need your profession.
Or hobby, either way. A lot of photographers, they say it's a profession, but they don't really make any money from it.
Some of them do.
She's looking for a handsome, fit, single black male to pose nude for photographs. If she clicks with you, it could lead to even more fun.
You know what? I like that pun, the plan with clicks, because she's a photographer. It is nice.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I don't know if it's on purpose.
Plus, I'm a handsome black male, so I might take them up on that.
This guy, he gets right to the point, this next one. Fuck my wife.
Now.
My lady wants a new dick to play with. I want to watch. We're clean, drug and disease-free white couple. She's short with big tits and a tight little pussy. She likes older guys, silver foxes, or tall in shape guys. So she wants someone old or tall in shape.
Or young or fat. I mean, she'll fuck anything. So.
What's this sentence? It's ridiculous. She likes older guys, silver foxes, or tall in shape guys. Age, race, not a big issue.
Listen, I like very specifically older guys, but you can be any age.
Big cocks to the front. Respond with pics and stats for any response. Hope to hear from you soon.
You know what the thing is? We all know most of these are scams, and they ask for the pictures because they are pic collectors. They just want all those pictures, and they post them somewhere.
If you're lucky that's what they are.
I think for the most part.
Because, I mean... It could be worse that they're trying to steal your, like, some kind of, like, your, you know, your money or something.
How they steal? Were you going to say, like, steal my identity?
Yeah.
How are you going to steal my identity with a picture of my balls?
Because they give you a picture of them, like, in an email, and you download it, and it puts a virus on your computer where they can get all the information from it. Never download anything anyone gives you.
Well, no one gives me anything, so I'm set.
Attractive couple seeking by mail. Male, woman for male, 20. These pictures look like... The pictures that are included with this, I don't think they're real. They look like pornography. Doesn't look like they're real pictures. We are a fun young couple seeking an attractive male to play with.
Hooray!
About me. 5'5", 38, double D, average build and have tattoos. Red head.
It's a weird condition. My head is fucking all red. It's the skin. It's flaky. It's a whole thing.
She loves soft bondage, blindfold, ball gag, love to give oral, being tied up in space.
How are you going to blow me with that ball gag, lady? Think ahead.
He's 6 foot, slender side.
Slender side?
Him, 6 foot, slender side. Some tattoos, brown hair! Exclamation point.
people don't know how to use punctuation.
Unnecessary use of exclamation points. I don't know how to get it. Brown hair! Loves to fuck me in the ass.
No, you know what? People have been asking her all day what color her husband's hair was, so she just had to fucking just blurt it out. Like, all right, it's brown.
He loves to fuck me in the ass. Wants a dick to suck on and wants to be fucked.
He does? Oh, wait, they want a bi guy.
We're STD and disease-free. Expect the same in return. Condom is a must. That'd be funny. Like, we have every disease you can think of. Sorry.
Well, you know what? They'd still get some takers. Because there's dudes on there just fucking trolling that Craigslist. Like, they do not give a fuck.
We need someone who is open to trying a train, pleasuring not only him, but me as well. Non-drinkers, no drugs. That's you, Mark.
That is true. I'm not bi, though.
That's too bad.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
If you're interested, send a pic of yourself in the subject line. Use the title, leather.
I do have a leather jacket. I'd wear it in the pic, too.
I don't know how that proves that you're real, but okay. All right, let me give you a couple other ones. You can tell me which one you want to hear. Show off Saturday! ! Massage my girl with me. No flakes looking for this weekend. Let's have a wild weekend. Looking for a cock we can both suck tonight.
Give me the massage. All right. No, keep reading. Just give me a massage.
Hi.
Hey, what's
I am
up?
Taking my girl to the airport today about noon. I'm from 9:30 to about 11. I'd like to surprise her with an erotic massage before she leaves. I'm looking for a man between the ages of 35 and 50 to help. We're a couple of 45 and 46. If you have a place we can meet at and are in reasonably good shape, let me know. This is the fucking craziest thing.
It's weird. You know what? A lot of the sex trade is going on by the airport. because, I mean, obviously, all the strip clubs are near the airports.
Yeah, because lonely businessmen are fucking around.
And, you know, I just have to, I always think, you know, odds are, if you're meeting a whore by an airport, she's probably going to be pretty hot, because she's probably working at the strip club during the day, and at night whoring. So, I mean, chances are, you know, she's going to look decent. But this whole massage thing, like, are you supposed to come to my house? Am I renting a fucking motel? I'm paying for a fucking motel room.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me. Like, and you only have that little from 9:30 to 11 because you're taking her to the airport, and so you come over for an hour. And why can't you just give her a massage yourself?
Well, she wants... Well,
it's a scam, no, clearly.
I mean, he wants another guy involved, but listen, you're going to have to do some of the legwork. Don't expect me to do all this shit.
Seems like a scam to me.
Well, everything is. Don't make it much sense.
And finally, we have a couple of BBW ads.
Oh, my favorite.
Lactating, BBW, sub, and hubby seek straight male.
All right.
So we keep getting flakes. Please
no
read.
One wants to drink my breast milk.
Please read the post before you respond, laugh out loud. We are seeking a taller guy.
And she's laughing, too. Literally laughing.
We are seeking a taller guy. That's me. Single. Not me. 25 to 35. Drug and disease free, who's straight, does not manscape. We want a hairy man.
Yeah.
Who is dominant, just with me. Not with the other guy. Who is packing 8 inches or... They're always looking for 8 inches. You know...
Do you understand what average is, like 5? That's average.
Not very many guys are 8. And I know every girl I've mentioned this to, like, well, my ex-boyfriend, like, I don't give a fuck. You don't know what 8 inches
yeah,
is.
Yeah, girl, I've said it 100 times. Chicks
but you ever
do
talk
not
to a
know
girl?
Measurements.
All girls think they dated a guy who was like 9 or 10
I
inches.
I know. They all do. But they don't understand measurements. You know what? Do the test. All right. What's 8 inches with your hands? Put them out. Put them out. And then we'll take measuring tape and we'll see. Mm-hmm. How far off are you? What's 8 inches?
Because I don't think...
No idea.
I don't know what the percentage is, but not a lot of guys have 8-inch cocks in the world.
Well, of course not. Just like with anything.
When the average is 5 erect...
Just like
it's a long way from there.
Yeah, as I said, just like with anything, it's the fucking bell curve. That giant curve in the middle is 5. And then, you know, on the one end, you got like half an inch, and the other end, you got 12 inches. Both guys on either end, very few.
Well, you're in luck, Mark, because you can be 8 inches or super thick works, too. She's into stretching your pussy, light bondage, following orders, and sucking dick.
Well, hey, guess what? I'm not in luck, because I'm small and narrow. Not helping me at all.
My hubby wants to try DV and loves to watch me get fucked while I choke on his cock.
I'm not sure what DV is.
Is that double vagina?
Oh, double vaginal, yeah.
We are real. The average is around 14 to 2 in wins. Oh, the avs. I was like, what the fuck is the averages? The avalanche are around 14 to 2 in wins. Please put Dom in the subject when replying. No reply allowed. Face and dick pic.
All right, I guess.
She looks like an
you know what?
Lady.
Some of the abbreviations, I don't... What the fuck are they talking about? I don't know all the code.
Finally, another BBW. This one. This guy wrote a fucking novel. Husband of a couple with... What do we just
I'm
say?
Married to a couple. What
yeah,
don't
why
you
would
understand?
Say couple? That doesn't make any sense. Husband of a couple with BBW wife looking for an older co-conspirator to set up a chance meeting with us. Ooh, I like this. Out shooting pool or somewhere up north side of town.
I've seen these before where the guy will say, listen, we're going to pretend it just happened to meet at a bar. I'm going to take her to the bar. You come up to her, start flirting a little bit, chat her up like we just met.
Up in the north side of town. I heard the north side's scary. Where you challenge her to a game of pool after she beats me one of my games.
Oh, yeah?
Strike up a conversation, shoot pool with us for a while, eventually mention that you live nearby and that we are welcome to come over and drink some more there. If she's game, we accept and move things to your place. That's not it, though. We drink more there, casually, do whatever we while she gets to know you better. At some point, you rub on her shoulders playfully, her Achilles heel.
Her heel's on her shoulder? That's fucking crazy! She's a freak!
Suggesting that she seems tense. When she divulges that she
because
likes it...
Because she's terrified. Her husband dragged her to some stranger's house.
After playing some, shooting some pool. If you like pool that much, why wouldn't you just buy a pool table yourself, put it in your basement? Just a tip. When she divulges that she likes it, which she will, you tell her that you'll give her a great back massage and offer to hook her up. If she accepts, I offer no resistance to you laying down her out on her stomach and doing just that. So she's just going to be like, hey, go ahead. You work your hands into the neckline. This guy's got a real elaborate. He's like, you have to go exactly by his fucking script.
Listen, I'm starting to get aroused here. You need to either cut to the end or let me finish up.
You work your hands into the neckline of her top as you massage her upper shoulders. Then, after a while, start massaging her lower back, working your way up through the back of her top there too. If she doesn't resist,
Look off me! Shut up!
You move further down the
back
of her
shirt. I'll hold her down while you massage her. Oh, I'm into forcible massage.
Getting down to her upper hips. If we make it this far, you mentioned that her top is getting in the way, or you could do better. If she agrees to take her top off, you offer if she unhooks her bra, it would really help too. And mention that she'll be face down anyway, that baby oil is needed too. It gets to really get it right. If somehow you succeed to this level, you do as you suggested and massage her bare back with baby oil and take the time to really let her relax. Then when she's in that state, you slowly work your way up to her sides, to the sides of her breast, making... Now I'm going back up! That's bullshit. That's like going backwards.
Listen, you don't know how to massage. That's your problem.
Making contact incidentally, checking for resistance. This guy's like writing erotic fiction.
That's why this is fake.
Then gradually working your hands under her to her cup DD double D tits. Maybe coaxing her to roll under her side and continue the massage, but now including her chest. Now, I can't guarantee we'll get this far, but if we do, you can strip down to your drawers and continue to rub down where she has access to it and see where it leads. I'll observe, moving in and about the room, stealing your shit.
Moving about? What are you doing in the kitchen?
Making myself a sandwich, stealing your electronics. Depending on what's going on, I'm not looking for anything bi or disrespectful to myself or her. Just a sexy situation that hopefully gets hot.
Yeah. What is it, 90% of shit on Craigslist is fake?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this week's Craigslist Corral. Next week, we'll go to another city.
Yeah, we're world travelers. You know what? I want to do Craigslist out of the country.
Do they have that?
I think so. I think they do.
I don't look into it.
Yeah. Pakistan Craigslist. See what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check it out. HotshotWizKids.com.